Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Let's talk dynasty. Now everybody always is kind of like, not enough dynasty talk, blah, blah, blah. I think we do a pretty good job of incorporating dynasty, especially into the regular season episodes, but this is not designated as a dynasty podcast. Also, my prospect show isn't actually designated as a dynasty show because I talk prospects for fantasy. I don't really talk about the other pieces of dynasty. And that is always the biggest question. And I kind of transfer into fantasy is dynasty and how people approach dynasty. The amount of people I know, especially industry people, by the way, that are heavy in the industry that do not play dynasty is kind of staggering. There's a lot of high stakes people. A lot of high stakes people have no dynasty shares whatsoever. And, you know, baseball is tougher, Boggs. It's got a harder transition, I think, for a lot of people. I've talked to multiple people about this.
Longer transition.
Well, easily. It's longer. It's tougher to understand, even if you're casual baseball. Mm-hmm. So that's why uniquely baseball has a much firmer grip in the dynasty world than I think anything, even maybe more than football. If you talk percentages, there are probably more dynasty leagues pound for pound in baseball than there are in football.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's also harder because I feel like football can get chalky. You know, it can get like, well, you can't trade X for Y or Z for X or whatever. You know what I mean? Like it gets like, well, there's no way you can do that. In baseball, value is different. You ask 100 people to give you a top, you know, like 400, 500, like you do for dynasty, you're going to get maybe similarities through the first four or five rounds. After that, these lists are going to wildly vary, specifically with prospects on them, you know, because some people just do not value prospects as they should be valued. Some people overvalue prospects. So it's a fine line, and it's hard to walk. And, you know, what you do here is difficult, man, ranking these guys. It's hard. So
and that's an important thing here. So let's have a little primer talk here for a second. Is not all dynasties are created equal, not just leagues, but teams and ways you approach it. Everybody does it different. I really think back and I wish it didn't die, which is, it's kind of lame. That's actually one of the things you can talk about with dynasty, one of the strategies and exactly what happened. But the RotoWire Dynasty Invitational that James had me in, this is like 5 years ago, it was an interesting case because it was a 20-man league, all industry people. And what you saw was every piece of dynasty on a grand scale, because you saw the teams that only valued winning now. You saw the middle teams that had their foot in both sides. And then you also saw a couple teams that went full on future mode. And I had at the time this really big pushback, and I still hold it to this day, that there was a guy in one of them who completely tanked and he took all prospects at the time. Now it looks great because of the guys. But my point was, and everyone was just, you know, falling over, oh, look at all these guys, was, hey, listen, I want to point out that here's what's dangerous about this. You are informing people to literally burn their money for 3 years, that you should burn your cash for 3 years because you will not be competitive. And I think that's a kind of silly thing to do. Now, if you're comfortable with burning your money because you're going to have the returns in 4 years, you hope, which, by the way, did not happen to this person for two reasons. A, they could not trade for pitching because of their overvaluation. And B, the league ended.
The league ended. So that's the biggest thing to me, is that, you know, you get involved, you expect things to work out, and you want them to work out. But, you know, it's a microcosm of life. Things don't always work out.
So when you talk about strategy to dynasty, there's no right way to do it. Here's what I will tell you. I, like many dynasty people, am going to value the win now strategy. Now, there are some cases I find that's tougher. So, like, Eddie Almenguer is a great dynasty player at Prospects Live. He is firm win now. The way he values the prospects are win now. The players win now. He is firm in that, and he's good, and he does win. I am like, you know, if he's 12 o'clock, I'm like 2 o'clock from that. Because here's my only thing. There are specific players that I think are worth, similar in my prospect list, Boggs, where I say, I am not a big prospect person in redraft. In actual dynasty leagues, it's probably easier to trade to get my prospects than some other people, I think, except the elite guys. I am staunch about the elite of elite guys, but if you get into trades where you're giving me a veteran player and you're wanting a package of prospects, I am more likely to move outside the top 15 prospects more than any other person. So the same thing applies into my draft strategy, where I want and I'm going to value players that are going to win now. I look in a kind of 3-year window is how I approach things from a dynasty. And I'm going to look at these guys not worrying.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Especially if you have a 32-year-old and they're highly productive, a Freddie Freeman, they could still get me 2 or 3 years. But there's always that prospect or two that is impossible to pass up. And it would have been like a Bobby Witt and things like that. So I'm not quite that. But you have the staunch win now. You have the version of 1 foot in, 1 foot out. And then there are some people that will go into full-on tank mode, except we both know, I think, the major risks. There's a big payoff, but there are major risks. And I think I'm oversimplifying it, but those are three basic dynasty strategies.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
I think you're oversimplifying it. I think that's correct. I mean, that's what people do. I'll also just add this into what you're talking about on, you know, the window and not passing up those big prospects. because I think the most overrated players in every league is the top five prospects that haven't played in the bigs yet before they get to the bigs. And I'm not saying that each player is overrated. What I'm saying is that everybody wants the shiny new toy. Everybody yeah. wants the shiny new toy. And, you know, not knowing the ceiling on a player or imagining that never ending ceiling is so much fun, and people will overpay for those guys. So to me, I think not only because you want that player on your team, but also because you know that these players hold so much more value. Like the top five, even more than the top 10, they hold so much more value. Like 1 through 5 hold so much more value than 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, because they're just the upper echelon, can't miss, blah, 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 all of that every time. So, you know, and it kind of cascades down from there, obviously. You know, you get past 100 and those guys are basically worthless. You need,
and I want to say, I'm
for a star, you know,
I, for the most part, agree with you, except like, I think it's a little oversimplifying how you said the prospect. You're not wrong, but like, to me, it's usually the top one or two guys have this incredible value. There is this thing of like these high A 2 years away guys that are in the top 10. Yeah. Those guys have value like that's unreal. And those guys specifically right now are Jackson Churio and Ellie De La Cruz. Those guys.
Well, and that's kind of my point. That,
compared to Gunnar and Kirill, that's what I was
like,
saying.
Like Ellie De La Cruz. And let's just start with this, Welsh, because we're kind of here already. Is I mark the guys that are in your top 100, but have not had any experience at all. You have 11 of them. Okay. Jordan Lawler is in there. He's the only one in the top 50. The other guys are Jordan Walker, Jackson Chirio, Anthony Volpe, Ellie De La Cruz, Grayson Rodriguez, Andrew Painter, Josh Jung, Drew Jones, James Wood, and Ricky Tiedemann. Those are the guys right in there.
Yeah, so that is essentially, I think that is my, let me take a look. I think that's my entire top, it should be. Yeah, it's my entire top 10 prospects, adding four more. It's essentially my top 14 prospects that make it into that list, right? Because
I want to give you an example of what I mean here real quick.
It was 11?
Yeah, 11 of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you one thing. It's actually 14. It's just a cork in the page. It's weird. I have a list on my dynasty. So you'll see my dynasty list, blah, blah, blah. And there's a section that says prospect rank. But for the algorithm and formatting, there's a couple players that don't pop up. So I just want to point out, it's actually 14 guys, not 11. Because if you were just looking
at... I'm not saying prospects. I'm saying guys with zero big league experience at all.
Oh, you know what? I'm screwing that up because Josh Jung had experience. Miguel Vargas, you're not counting those two in there because they're inside my top 14.
Gotcha. Jung in there, so it's 10. So I just didn't put his stats in. So I was just looking for the stats, that's all. So yeah, so it's 10 guys in there that have zero big league experience.
Oh yeah, because you took out Carroll and Henderson. Okay, so that wasn't computing in my brain here because there are 14 guys in my
there
top
14
100 list.
Prospect eligible players,
but
in your top
four
yes.
have major league experience, which so I also, by 10. The way, and I indicate those on my prospect list. If you're curious, if they have major league time, I bold them. But yes, there are 10 players with no major league experience in my top 100. Apologies. Go ahead.
So here's my question is, looking at your dynasty value, right? Like if you are a win now team and you have Jordan Lawler and I say, you know what? I'm not winning. Give me Lawler and I'll give you Randy Arozarena, right? Because you have those guys literally next to each other in your rankings. I don't think you're doing that.
I'm not.
I don't think you're
that.
Giving me Lawler.
You're bringing up a really good point. I like when we do this because having like putting me in a mirror situation of what I would do, I'm most likely unlikely to.
I think there's a scenario where you do that trade and that trade is fair. I don't think you see someone else do that trade and you go, what the hell are they thinking? I think you're going, all right, maybe not something I would have done, but yeah. I get it. You know what I mean? So my point is that you have these guys ranked next to each other, but I don't know, the upside for Lawler screams at you.
Well, he's
Randy Arozarena is in the bigs right now. He's producing for you today. He could help you win a championship today. And you're probably still not willing to trade him because Lawler has a higher ceiling. Lawler could be a top 10 player.
To your point, if you could get a 2020 season out of Jordan Lawler, he would be a smashing success. And that is who Randy Arozarena is.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, but this is the the main point of this entire thing to also point out with Dynasty stuff is Dynasty ranks are not created equal. Mine,
they're also not one for one. There's so no context.
Mine,
supreme
nor James Anderson's, nor Eric Cross's, whoever the hell else does ranks anymore, they are not created equal because it comes from different mindsets. And, you know, mine specifically, it is built in a 3-year window, but there are caveats across the board. You know, you brought up a great example, Rosarena versus Lawler. I personally am probably going to value him, but I'm trying to give my value and rank, and also to a relative unbiased, you know, this is their pure value in it, in my eyes, whether
and honestly,
I do it
it's
or not.
A value because you have to wait. If Lawler was in the bigs right now,
see, that's also why he's top 50 in Dynasty, is because there's a real opportunity and chance he is in the majors this year. And that's right. What boosts him up. You know, I think a big, not to say it's a better question, but a bigger question to talk about of the top 100 are there are two players that are a long ways away. And it's number 96 and 97, Drew Jones and James Wood. Drew Jones being the furthest away. You know, James Wood has not hit AA. He has no opportunity to come up.
James
this
Wood
year.
Is so far away, he doesn't have a Fangraphs page yet.
Yeah.
So,
well, no, he should have a Fangraphs page. I mean, he played in the minors. He 100%.
I looked at it yesterday. I'll go try to find it again.
Yeah, no, he's.
Oh, he does. What? I'm thinking of, he doesn't have, there's another page that he doesn't have. I can't remember. I was looking at these yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, well, Drew Jones hasn't even played. So that's the thing.
That's Drew Jones. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what you meant. That's the bigger rub here is like, even Churio was so far away. He got to AA. De La Cruz got to AA. You know, all of these guys are a really great season and injury away from coming up this year, except Drew Jones and James Wood. What that also tells you is the immense talent. And those two, I think, are the toughest to battle yourself with if you live inside the top 100, because you are still in a dynasty drafting very important players, constructing on your roster in dynasty in the top 100. And to deviate from those guys, to push away, just to give you an example, to deviate off and say, I'm not going to take George Springer. And again, these are my valuations. So someone might have him higher. I'm not going to take, say, a Suzuki. I'm not going to take, I mean, I have some big pitchers in there. I'm not going to take Yu Darvish. I'm not going to take Max Scherzer. And I'm going to take Drew Jones. That is a tough pill to swallow. Imagine what Max Scherzer does for you this year in Dynasty, right? But the dude maybe has a year or two left, and picking a 19-year-old who has no major league experience over him is tough to stomach, and it's tough to justify in a win now team. That's why they're not all created equal. I know so many of you listening already know that, but it's just re-talking about the point. If you look at my list and you go, oh my God, how can you have this guy here? Well, maybe you can't, but another person can. And I would say that as a general, this is kind of similar to football in valuing half PPR to PPR. Take your format and make adjustments. I have some markers in my prospect list that tells, you know, this guy's good for OBP and this guy's good for that. If know who you are in a dynasty league or what spot you're at and take your valuations from there. If you're in win now, I'm bumping up guys like Max Scherzer. I'm going to bump up those 30-year-olds. I'm going to bump up Kyle Schwarber. If I am far away, I'm now going to push up those prospects. Jordan Lawler is going to go from 49 probably up into the 30s, and Drew Jones is going to go up into a valuation of the 70s, but you have to make the decision. So that's what's so tough about Dynasty, because also, Boggs, you've heard this before. People are like, well, you only do 400. And I said, oh, I'm going to say this one more time for the third year. Here's the reason. I see these guys that do top 1,000 Dynasty lists and 800s and stuff. Those are cool.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial Sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
I personally don't. No. But a lot of people really appreciate
it's fine.
That.
It's right. a fine exercise. My question is on stuff that.
Let me finish my thought.
Let me finish my thought, please.
Those guys that do 1,000 or 800 or 600, those are cool. Those have great value to some people. To me, they do not have value because you have got to know which path you have taken early-ish on, and then an overall dynasty list doesn't matter. And I'll say this again for the third year. By pick 200, you better know where you are. Pick 100, you should know where you are. Because if you are in more of a win-now team, go take a look at my redraft list. If you are playing for the future, start deviating to my prospect list. Yeah. I don't know how to place those guys out properly into the 800s. And I gotta be honest with you, the amount of time it takes to do that, that is worthwhile when at that point you are clearly on the path of some type of dynasty list. There's no value in me putting a 34-year-old outfielder at 622 and a 19-year-old complex level guy at 644. You know what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense?
That's my thing is right there is when you get down that low, what's the difference between 849 and 713? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you know, the tiers get bigger in everything. The lower you go, the further down the list that you go. You know, you have a top tier in the first round. Then you break it off a little bit later, maybe like, you know, from the middle of the first round to the second round. But every time you move down, the tier should get bigger, you know. So the tier after 500, it just should be everybody else.
It's helpful. Some people just want that. At that point. It's the same thing with the prospect list. I literally asked people on Patreon before. I'm like, should I up my thing to go to 600? And people are like, nah. But guess what? There are some people in there that are like, yes, because I play 1,000 prospects and I want to know more. It's just not all created equal. So what everyone needs to do is they need to find the thing that lets them do this the best. And some people are only focused and only care about dynasty, and that's the only thing that they do, and they only care about the list, they have nothing else. And so doing 1,000 to them is their important project, and that's great, and there's a value there, and people and those people will find that person. I think I'm best constructed honestly to do a 300, but I find 400 is pretty solid, and that gets you a really good path and an idea of where things are going. But you should deviate, and you should deviate across the board. Same thing if you were win now and you start to suck, and mid-season you got to sell off to rebuild, your valuations completely flip on the side from what you did in the draft.
When you get past a certain marker, and let's just arbitrarily say it's 200, correct? Like, you know, like you said, you got to know where you are after your first 200. You probably should know well before that. But at
150, 200, exactly.
You should know where your team is heading. Is it heading towards a direction of we're going to compete this year and win, or I've invested a little youth heavy. It's probably
maybe I'm a year or two away. Yeah, maybe I'm a year or two away, or maybe I'm 3 or 4.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years away. Right. So to me, that's why in every sport, by position list matters after that way more than an overall of all of the players, because now you have to figure out what position is shallow. What do I still need on this team? What do I need depth at? Because I didn't get it the first time, so I better get a couple options, you know, that type of thing. That's where position lists matter after the top 200 so much more to me than an overall list, because, you know, when you get to that certain point, wherever it is, and whatever that is in your mind, maybe it's in 300, maybe it's 500, whatever it is, I would go by position after that versus, you know, because everything comes into the context of your team. Your 1,000 that you did changes based on what you have drafted after every pick, not just the top picks.
And it should. But that's the thing. It's like, you know, if I decide early on, just based on my draft position, I'm going and this is fresh start. I know we're talking in fresh start dynasties and stuff like that, but this is all relative, by the way, again, my list is just kind of an overarching thing. But listen, if I've been in a league for 4 years and I'm looking at making some trades in my dynasty, it doesn't mean I'm going to value this player to this player. It's a relative range. If I am still in rebuild, I'm going to push the younger guys up. There's just no doubt about that. And that's how I would want people to use my list. I would want you have to actively yourself know where you're at, know where you are, and move the guys up that need to be based on where you're at. And that's something that you can just do. But, you know, oh, fuck, hold on. I completely forgot what I was going to say. I had one more last point.
You're Michael Scotting.
Yeah, I'm going to delete this, but I got it. All right. But like a prime example is Cody Senga. Cody Senga is just one last, then let's talk about more of the players and the construction and stuff, but he's a prime example of a guy here where if I find myself like, you know, I'm drafting 10 and I take a nice young guy, I take Bobichet or something like that. And then the next round, I find another kind of young position. And then all of a sudden I'm like, man, I'm falling apart and these other guys are going, I don't like where I'm going. And I really see, I want to Churio here. And then all of a sudden I just do it. I do the thing where I burn money and I'm going to take the young team. You should continue that strategy the whole way through. And a guy like Cody Senga would be, if I am in a win now, that's why I'm telling you he could be the number one first year player guy, or you know, maybe value him inside the top 100. If I'm win now, 30-year-old pitcher on the Mets. If I'm a rebuild team and I'm 3 years away or longer, there's no way I'm drafting Cody Senga. Why would I want him? I would draft high school guy. I would push him out of the first round of first year player, and I wouldn't have him inside the top 150. Because why would I want a guy who's 33 or 34 when I start competing, overtaking some really high valuation players early on? Like, why would I take him over Elijah Green if I'm not far away? And Elijah Green might be in the majors. So it's all stuff you kind of know and you can compartmentalize in Dynasty. But that's why you will see so much variance on these lists, because it's just coming from different perspectives. And, you know, there's not enough work for it, but I could argue that, and I know Basketball Monster does this with fantasy basketball, which I think is really great, but there might be a taste in baseball for different lists, which would take so much more work. Have the only win now dynasty list and have the 2 years away type of list, and then have the rebuild list. You know, it's like a standard half PPR or it's a roto points and a head to head type of rank thing.
Oh my God. Do we just make more work for you right now?
I mean, it could be. Yeah, it really could be. But I would say at the end of the day, mine is probably that 3 year window type of space. And the only deviations are like Drew Jones. You know, Drew Jones, I don't think is going to be up in the majors in 3 years, but guess what? In 3 years, I think he'd be the number one prospect in baseball, and number one prospects have valuations inside the top 50 and they have crazy trade value. So not only do I think he's going to be crazy talented, I think he will main and sustain value. So if you drafted him now in 2 or 3 years, even if he's not performing at the majors, you probably could get a freaking haul. So that is how you guys should look and approach my list, which is over at InThisLeague.com. And you can look at all of these ranks and you can pick apart, see all the numbers and do whatever the hell you want. But Bogman, you have put together a whole bunch of stuff here that we are going to kind of blow through here that are breaking down my list. But let's at least talk about the first round here for a second, because I think this could be contested, yet everyone is going to have pretty much the same names in the first round. This isn't where stuff gets wild. So I'm going to just give you, I'm going to give everybody as a taste, the top 15 on my list. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
So number one, Julio Rodriguez. It's the number one dynasty play. I made that move last year. He's 22 years old. I think it's pretty easy, you know, 30-30 type of guy with more improvement on the way. I say easy in that, like, he's an easy top three overall dynasty pick. If you want to move it around, I don't think that's a problem. That's where you get into the Shohei Ohtani space. If you play in a daily moves league, I'll still take Shohei Ohtani first. I'm comfortable with it because you get him as a hitter and a pitcher. If you play in a head-to-head and you can move him from hitter to pitcher, 100% number one in just all formats. You change it around, you move him out. This is an overarching thing. I put him at number two. Ronald Acuna at number three. Juan Soto at four. Fernando Tatis Jr. at five. So that's my big top five. I got Bobby Witt at six. Vlad at seven. Jordan Alvarez at eight. Kyle Tucker at nine. Jose Ramirez at 10. So here's my top 10. Ramirez is the only 30-year-old on that list. Trey Turner, Aaron Judge, Mookie Betts, Bo Bichette, and Rafael Devers rounds out my top 15. So I think that list is going to look pretty similar to what at least the names are, though they'll be jumbled in different orders. There are three players of 30 years old or more. And obviously you can see the youth is pushed up. The youths are pushed up just a little bit. Like getting Jose Ramirez in a dynasty at 10 is a freaking steal. I'd be fine to move him up. The more I look at it, I'd be fine to move him up like to eight if you wanted. So I think these are kind of, I'd be able to look at these at tiers. If I could tier this, I would say the tier is.
That's my first question.
Okay.
Your top, like, is your top five a tier? Is that the first
okay,
tier?
Okay, let's do this. We've got, let's tier these right now. I would say the top four is a tier.
Okay.
Rodriguez, Ohtani, Acuna, and Soto. I think Tatis is almost his own tier that could get back here.
That's fair.
It's a little dicey. There's little questions that I think that are out there. But let's put Tatis and Bobby Witt as a tier together. So that's tier two in the first round.
All right.
Tier three, man, I think tier three is...
Tier three might even extend out of the first round.
It could. For argument's sake, it could. Mm. I'm going to just say it's Vlad, Jordan Alvarez, Tucker, Ramirez, and then Turner, Judge, Betts, Bichette, and Devers finish out the next tier.
But I feel like it would be the top four and then Tatis down to Tucker just for youthfulness. You know what I mean? Like, all these guys are 25.
It's all under 25 except for Ohtani.
Yeah. And then you get into, you know, Jose is 30. Turner's almost 30. Judge is 30. So is Betts. Like, the older grouping. And then after that, you're working in the bottom of the first round into the second round. To me, if I'm tearing out. But, it's your list, obviously.
No, but I think that's good. Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you this because I know you're going to ask this question, and I want you to answer it for me.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it. They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com, Signos.com, with code SPARK, Signos.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
What are you nervous about? Off of my list, because I appreciate that. I told you mine. I got four tiers in my top 15, if I'm really breaking it down. You have probably more three, and it's a little bit stretched out. So based off of my list... What makes you nervous or that you would like a change of as far as your consideration goes?
I don't want to change on anything. I think this is a solid list. I think the way that you did it is very good. You know, obviously Tatis makes me nervous. He makes everyone nervous. That, and honestly, that's why he's in his own tier with Bobby Witt, or he's in that second tier. That's the only reason is the steroids 100%. And the missing time. That's it.
Yeah, like you he's back. I'll tell you this right now. He comes back and he's back to old Tatis. He's actually probably my number one. Yeah, he's my number one. He was my number one way before this. There's just a little bit of question marks that are sitting out there with me for him, but he is easily a potential number one on Dynasty if we just know we're okay and not weird, you know, steroidy things that are going on. And I don't know, team cultural things too. This team has gone out and like just acquired multiple new players and stars. And there's almost this little feel like, you know, those rumors that were out there about Yankees and Tati. Yeah, like there's an expendableness that might exist out there in their eyes. So I don't know. There's just some weird questions that you just don't have at the top. You know, you just don't have with these other guys. I mean, Soto had a bad year, but it was one bad season on.
I was going to say, like, I think the most locked in guys here are Otani and Acuna by a decent margin. Like, maybe you're nervous about, you know, Otani being a pitcher and Acuna, Acuna's injury that he just came off, but he looked amazing.
You're saying rhetorical, by the way. You're not saying me.
Sure. Not you. Just the general we, the industry.
The royal we, the royal we.
Yeah. So the, Julio is great and he showed out this year, but it's also lack of, you know, usually number one overall players have like three good seasons in the bigs. That's usually a kind of a rule that I would say most rankers would live by. But Julio was so amazing, and his upside is not even, we haven't scratched the whole surface yet with him. He's got more upside to give us. So, so having him number one is not a surprise. I looked at the Roto World rank, Dynasty rank. He's number one on their list as well.
That's James. Yeah, I think James and I, I know James. Yeah, James's list.
And then, you look at, it's only updated by three people so far on Fantasy Pros because it's not quite baseball season yet, but Julio's at seven and all
those
lists.
What do you think if I drop mine?
Up to three or four. There's only three people that have ranked. So
yeah, I might do that. We'll see if Fantasy Pros decides they're going to pick up the Welsh in 2023. Maybe we'll drop some dynasty ranks on there.
He's going to move up. That's for sure. So, but they have in your top five, they only have three of them, and it's Julio, Soto and Acuna.
So no Otani and no Tatis. Okay. You mean on RotoWire. Yeah. But you didn't answer. So who's the guy? Like, don't do Tatis because I think there's a little cop out there. Give me one other guy. Like, maybe it's my rank or them being a top 15 player that makes you nervous.
That makes me nervous?
Yeah, because I know you want me to answer that.
Sure. I just wanted to say in the top five, and basically I wanted to hear what you had to say about Tatis. We already got that out of the way. In terms of making me nervous in your top 15, I don't know.
I know it's tough to pick any of these guys.
It's Julio at one. He makes me the most nervous. If I'm picking one, I think one is the hardest spot to pick at, because to me, I think I would probably take Otani at one. And obviously your context of your league matters for Otani. If you can only start him in one position weekly, then he's not number one. You know, if you're playing in a daily league, I think he's number one. I think he's number one regardless if it's a daily league. So, I'd say picking one, not just because it's Julio, but picking one in a dynasty draft probably makes me the most anxious. I think Acuna is the safest. I think Otani's the best and Julio has the most upside. So it's like, how do you wrangle those if you're picking one?
The Ohtani one, actually,
you would say upside. Obviously, you have Julio there.
Yeah. But also like production, like the production of Julio Rodriguez is not, you're not taking a haircut off.
Yeah. But if you're talking production, it's Ohtani because he does it from both sides.
Yeah. But I will admit, though, like the Ohtani thing is impossible here because and I probably should, if I'm being honest with myself, I probably should just like commit to one, because if I commit to one and say it's daily transactions, he goes to number one. The more I'm thinking about it, if he's only a hitter, he's probably six on this list. If he is a combination of like being able to switch him on a weekly basis, that's why I kind of have him at two, but I kind of find him just the most difficult because it's based on your leagues here. So I guess I'm laying it out to you guys so you also understand and know like this is the difficulty of him, but maybe I should just make the commitment that that he is this one player, it's a daily transactions, and I would have to move him to one, Julio would be two, and we would move on from that. So that's how that 15 plays out.
You want to go down, because I kind of have questions by position here. All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I just overarching thoughts on starting pitchers in your dynasty list, because outside of Ohtani at two, right, your first full-time starting pitchers clock in at 20 and 21 with McClanahan and Alcantara. And is this just the way the board breaks, or is this an overall strategy to lower starting pitching because they get hurt more often? And, they vary wildly on a year-to-year basis, way more than hitters. So is it more about the position and the injuries and the variance, or is it this is the way the board breaks. The hitters right now are ahead of the pitchers overall on the board.
I mean, it's kind of like what you would expect. Pitchers are more susceptible to massive injuries, and, an arm injury, obviously guys can be out for the season, but at the rate of when a pitcher gets hurt compared to a hitter getting hurt, it's night and day between you're gone for the year, maybe a year and a half, to you're gone for a couple months. So the volatility there, I think there's also a lot of good young pitching. I would say the biggest difference of any position in Dynasty where you see changes is pitching. Young youth first baseman, you still have the top guys. You got Vlad, who's young, but you still got Freddie Freeman up there. Take another position, whatever you want. It's just not the same. You get into pitching, and this is where the top guys sometimes don't show up as the top guys. You get guys that are top 10 SPs that are super old that move down, and it's built around the injuries too. So I just think wasting a top pick on a pitcher in a dynasty league is super risky. If it's
points, well, you just said it with that statement right there. That statement says your overall overall worry about pitching, right?
Yeah,
there.
It's kind you're of a wasting thesis a type top of thing
pick on a starting pitcher, right?
There. Yeah, and I don't think I love Shane McClanahan. I don't think a lot of other people have him at number one. Sandy Alcantara is there. I don't have Garrett Cole there. Corbin Burns is next, if you're wondering. Those are my top three, and I've got Strider as a top five. So I like that. But I also want to point out this, that you're right. I don't have a pitcher inside my top 19. They first show up at 20. And then if you were to piece out like my top 50.
Yeah, 10.
I mean, 10. Okay, I got 10 in my top 50. But
31 in the top 100.
Similar to redraft. But check this out. From pick 75 to 88, I only have four position players. It's all pitchers in there. So it's that back half that I start to really like. There's a couple prospects in there, but look at the pitching that gets moved down. So here would be, again, coming back to strategy of how I personally am going to build a team. I'm going to build a dynasty team. If I want to win now, I'm going to build it off of hitting, and I'm going to take the value on pitching because these guys fall. Luis Castillo, Joe Musgrove, Carlos Rodon, who might be signing with the Giants coming back. Those guys start to fall. People are going to push up some of the young pitching like the George Kirby's and whatever, but you're going to get awesome hitters that are going to fall down that are a little bit older. Framber Valdez, Shane Bieber with his stuff. These guys are all going to fall. I'd rather take the first three or four rounds, stack hitting, and then you can stack some pitching a little bit later because of the great Kevin Gausman. Kevin Gausman could be a top five pitcher overall, and he's barely going to be valued inside the top 75. So I think pitching as an overall drops. Everything I said doesn't matter in a points league because it's all thrown out the window, and points leagues is all about pitching. I just want to point out. So Shane McClanahan would be a first round pick. Strider might be a first round pick, and you just push all these guys up because you have to stack the living crap out of them. So yeah, it is kind of more of a philosophy than it is anything else. And I didn't realize I only have 31 pitchers in my top.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's enough. It's just they're.
Oh, I'm fine with it. Like I just didn't even know the number. Yeah.
You know, there are 21 of them are below 50. So not a shock.
But there's a lot of good young guys in there too. Like I got George Kirby's a top 100. Tyler Glasnow is a super sneaky one off of being hurt, stuff like that.
I think it's a little bit of a combo. I don't think it's just that you hate starting pitching. I think it's also the way the board breaks. Like established pitching is old right now.
Yeah.
And they are worthless in Dynasty because they're older and they're about to burn out. So, you know, and the guys that you have, the young guys that have done it in the bigs up near the top in McClanahan and Corbin Burns and Sandy Alcantara and those guys. And then you have the younger guys, the Logan Gilberts and all those guys are lower, but they're still in the top 100. They're just not as established. So it's a weird spot for pitching anyway. As far as relievers go, three in the top 100, which I think it is, it makes a lot of sense. Relief pitching is so hard in Dynasty because
the worst.
You have Class A is the only one in your top 50, and you only have Hader and Diaz. Hader just misses a top 50, but Hader and Edwin Diaz are the only other relief pitchers because, look, every relief pitcher, almost every relief pitcher, not one for one, but 99 to 1 to 100, every relief pitcher is a failed starter. So, you know, it's not like you identify them during the process unless they come into the draft.
Rarely do you.
Something. It's not often.
Like Joyce, who just got drafted out of Tennessee, throws 105. Like, that's a guy that you can identify, but nobody else. Now, that's a good point.
Just reading Drew Storen are the guys that I remember that like come in as closers.
What a good, what a good reference, Drew Storen. Yeah, dude, like closers are the toughest for me. I don't like to value them in Dynasty. Look at the turnover. Like someone I know right now would be like, this is how you sound, by the way, when you're thinking like that. Not you, Bogman, but the person who's bitching about Edwin Diaz right now. But listen, Edwin Diaz wasn't the top closer last year or the year before that. It turnstiles. You want to know what the one guy who still is? Josh Hader. Josh Hader just lives in this territory for years now.
And he sucked last year.
But there's volatility. Chapman's dead. Not figuratively. Kenley Jansen is still just kind of hanging around. All these guys, Liam Hendricks was the top closer. No, thanks. There's so much turn to make an investment in a dynasty league on a closer early. Not my bag. Emmanuel Clase is a little bit different. Those three are the guys that I would. Blame anybody that hurts about this.
I want to say something to purposely make you queasy. Okay. Emmanuel Clase, relief pitcher. You draft him. Here's some names you're skipping over on your list. That's also good. You're skipping over Paul Goldschmidt,
Jesus,
Rosarena, Lawler, Gallen, Bregman, Julio Urias. You know, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right to take a guy that's a one stat guy, pretty much. I mean, sure, you get ERA and WHIP with those guys. You get the strikeouts, but it's not the big surging numbers that you need to lock those categories up. They're one stat guys. So it's hard to take a reliever when you're taking him over these guys that can be, you know, cornerstones of your dynasty team for years and years.
Likely I am not the guy that's going to take these closers, trade even though I have them right here.
Is the general rule
100%. You trade prospects for closers. I'm not going to make the investment. Class A is there because he's not even 25 years old and he's an elite closer. Hader and Edwin are getting close to 30.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
They're still going to be the good guys. You want to make that investment? Great. If you are a win now, you're going to have to bump up closers. If you're a closer guy, you're going to hate my dynasty ranks because I just don't have a lot of them there because I would rather trade for them.
So good point. Fair.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends?
In this league.
In the dark.
Baseball, not football. That's what I like. We're done with football.
Favorite thing. Done forever. It's over. No more football. They're bad. So you guys know, obviously, big old plug there, inthisleague.com. If you guys want to check out the dynasty list, I'm already back to working on it. I totally didn't catch this Brandon Fatt issue, so I'm going to have to move him up the list because I think Kyle Harrison is too high and Brandon Fatt is too low, so I've got to readjust them because
all going to remember it, Welsh, the Brandon Fatt issue of 2022.
Yeah, I have a lot of Brandon
Fatgate. Yep. Don't have him.
January 1st, going to fix that Brandon Fatgate. I'm going to get out there and fix that fat. P-F-A-A-D-T, by the way. But you guys can take a look because my list goes down to 400. There are prospects. There are older names. Like, it's hilarious. I look down here at Anthony Rendon in the 300s, and that's what you get. Merrill Kelly in the 300s. But they're also spaced out near, like, Bryce Miller with the Mariners. So, if you value anything that I do, you can go and check it out. Sign up today. Love to have you at the LT level. You can get in the group me rooms, have access to us. We have a baseball room and a prospect room where people are talking all this stuff. They're also setting up leagues. Talk with Bogman and I. You can get the Christmas special. We do all these different ranks. And that is how you can get and be a part of mock drafts that we do, like next week. Or guess what? We're doing a dynasty mock draft. That's right. Everything we talked about, we're now going to put into play, and we are going to lock in some of our ITL Army members, and we are going to set up a draft. And I tell you, if you're listening, you might actually still have an opportunity to get in that mock because we're probably not going to set it up for a day or two. We have our Christmas special here on Friday, so it'll probably be Sunday or so that we really get to it. But we're going to do a mock draft, and we're going to break down the Dynasty mock in the next episode, which I think you guys will probably find very handy, and we will do a full breakdown. And I don't know, we might actually do it live, which you would get all of our live reactions. I think that's the current hope. And if not, then we would break down the pick. So either way, it's going to be a great episode of all Dynasty stuff, and you're going to get to see Dynasty application in play. So make sure you guys are locked in. Subscribe to the podcast. Just hit that subscription and give us a rate and review if you're on iTunes and Spotify. And then we are very close, only a couple weeks away from getting back to full-time ITL, two episodes a week, getting in January, where we'll have guest episodes, mock drafts, and a ton more. But until then, lock into the show. You can check out some merch over at InThisLeague.fans and follow us on Twitter. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? For Bogman, I am Welsh. Dynasty time. We out. Goodbye, friends.
See you.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Pace Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.